CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director for CyberWorks Incorporated, and your host today. Today we are talking with Guy Wallace about his e-book, Management Areas of Performance. Guy Wallace is a certified performance technologist and president of Epic Incorporated, an instructional design and performance improvement consulting firm located in North Carolina.
And now we will begin our interview with Guy Wallace, president of Epic Incorporated, an instructional design and learning performance consulting firm. Good morning, Guy. It's great to have you back with us today.
It's great to be here.
Guy, I know this is the third time you've been with us, but for the people who may be listening for the first time, can you tell us about yourself?
Yes, I've been an instructional planner, analyst, designer, and developer since 1979, worked for a couple of firms, the second of which was for an organization at Motorola that later became Motorola University. Since that time, I and my three consulting firms that I've been a partner at have served over 80 clients, including 44 Fortune 500 firms and a couple of non-U.S. firms and some U.S. government agencies, including NASA and the United States Navy. I'm now with a large national bank.
Okay, that sounds great. The name of your book is Management Areas of Performance, and it was published in 2007 as a free ebook. Can you tell our audience about the book and why they might want to read your ebook?
Yeah, I had three audiences in mind for the book, individual managers, HR leaders, and performance improvement professionals. And I saw that there were four potential uses or utilities for the readers, which include defining managerial performance and then deriving the enabling competencies and attributes necessary for that performance, and then doing some self-development planning, targeted planning. And then the fourth utility is restricted to HR leaders, and it's integrating human resource systems that are all related to management.
Okay, sounds good. Where did the areas of performance management come from?
Well, the model that's presented in the book was derived from the analysis data from over 20 instructional design efforts conducted by myself and some business partners in our consulting firms back in the mid-90s. We were targeted management populations in large corporations. And then the model has been validated in over 40 consulting applications since it was first created.
Tell us a little bit more about the model and how it's used in the ebook. That'd be helpful.
The model is very adaptable to the specifics of any enterprise and can be used at any level of management. It provides four levels for diagnosing management and what that's all about, the areas of performance. The four of those are leadership performance, and then core managerial performance, support performance, and then sometimes managers are individual contributors, and so there's individual contributor performance. When we think about leadership areas of performance, those include stakeholder relationship management and governance, strategic planning and management, operations planning and management, results measurement planning and management, process improvement planning and management, and then communications planning and management. So it's all the planning and management for how to lead the organization. At the core level, the areas of performance include work planning, work assigning, work monitoring, and work troubleshooting. The support areas of the areas of performance for management include process design and redesign, human asset management, environmental assets management, and any kind of special assignments. And the fourth level, again, is when managers are acting as an individual contributor, because sometimes that's true for their particular situation.
Okay, so how will this ebook be useful to, I believe it's the three types of readers you're talking about?
Yeah, the individual managers can get a better understanding of their own jobs and or the jobs of managers that report to them, depending on how they want to apply this. They can get a better understanding then of what are the enabling knowledge and skills and competencies and attributes so that they might self-assess themselves or others and then develop development plans for targeted improvement. For the HR managers who might be leaders and staff in organization design, staffing, succession, recruiting, selection, training and development, performance appraisal, compensation and benefits, they can gain a common understanding of the specific jobs of management across their enterprise, determine what the enabling competencies and attributes required are, and then plan their HR efforts to better integrate all of their systems to be more effective and efficient in developing the enterprise's managerial talent. That common view of the enabling data could feed enterprise resource planning systems or human resource information systems or talent management systems, those kinds of things, and do that in a more common fashion across the enterprise. Finally, the third audience, the performance improvement professionals, can use the model and the methods in the book to help them better understand what the job performance requirements for managers are in their enterprise and which are the common things and which are the unique things, and then determine what enabling competencies and attributes are required and help with planning performance improvement efforts to help the organization achieve higher levels of performance for significant ROI.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Can you walk us quickly through the book?
Okay, the readers will be taken through the Management Areas of Performance Framework model and then asked to reflect and document the specifics for them, for their performance requirements in their situation, and then they'll define the outputs or deliverables and the various tasks that they have to perform at some high level, and then they can use that to derive the enabling competencies and attributes and values that are necessary for the job that they're targeting. Those reflections will be captured on blank charts throughout the book at the end of each chapter, and this is an effort to help them make the model and the results more specific to their reality. Then they process that data, prioritize it, and then develop a development plan for themselves or for the whoever they're targeting.
Okay, well, that sounds great. This has been very interesting, Guy, and it sounds like it's really useful information. So thanks for sharing the book and your thoughts today. I know you're busy, so we're just going to wrap it up here. So thanks for joining us, and see you next time.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.